the Saturday Light Brigade. We're ready now with our pianists for today. You're going to hear four different performers, and we'll talk with each of them right after they play. A couple of them have been here before. Some are playing for the first time. One, I guess, today is a first-time player. Our Youth Expression Showcase getting ready to start. And I think it's Manis, right, is going to get started. And he is representing the Center for Young Musicians and is a student at Montessori Children's Community. He's 12. This is Manis McGinnis. Nicely done. And Manis, come on over and take a seat here as we get our next player ready to go. And why don't you pivot that green mic over? It looks, actually, you're good right there with the red mic. I'm going to make it a little taller for you. So that's perfect. And that you're perfect. So what was the name of the piece you just played?
I played Cradle Song.
Hang on 1 second. I see what's going on. Tell me again.
It was Cradle Song by, I forget the name.
That's
was
okay. It? You yeah. sounded good. How long have you played? When did you start taking lessons?
I started taking lessons when I was around 3, I think. I don't really remember. It's not really clear to me. I think that's it was like 3 or 4.
It's got a long time. Any shout-outs to anybody?
Well,
any friends that might be listening or family members that brought you here?
I would like to give a shout-out to my parents for bringing me here and teaching me to play piano.
And what do you like to do when you're not playing piano?
Well, I do anything. I normally read when I'm not playing piano or visit friends or, yeah.
What kinds of books do you like?
Well, I really like sci-fi, action-adventure, like Star Trek for one thing.
Excellent. Did you ever try writing science fiction?
Well, yes.
Have you tried? How's it gone? I mean, do you enjoy it? Doing that.
Yeah, I love doing it.
I just had a feeling. That sounds great. It might be fun to have you read stuff you've written sometime if you'd like. That's Manis McGinnis, 12, and Montessori Children's Community School is in Sewickley, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So our next player is up, and you know, I didn't have a chance to meet everybody beforehand. I think we have Heather, right? I had a one out of, it's Alexandra. Sorry about that, Heather. Heather, Alexandra, Ben. I now know who everybody is. Alexandra is 17 and is at Pine Richland High School, and here she is.
Thank you.
from Pine Richland High School. That was Alexandra Spalik. Sorry, that happens to you all the time, I bet. And I'm trying to be very careful with that, Alexandra. Does it happen to you all the time?
Well, yeah, pretty often. Yeah.
That was a tough piece, and I knew it from the first half measure that you played. And I had to look. 1973 is when that song was a big hit.
Yeah.
Which, wow, is 42 years ago.
Before my time, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Piano Man by Billy Joel. How did you choose that?
I don't know. I kind of went to my piano teacher, Miss Sonia, and said I had heard it, I think a CD that one of my friends gave me, and I wanted to play it. So that's how I kind of found it online, bought the sheet music, and learned it in 2 weeks, probably.
Yeah, it's not an easy song.
And it's long, too, yeah.
By any stretch. Have you tried, do you sing?
Oh, gosh, no.
No.
No, do I not? I do not sing.
Because it was kind of fun to hear that as an instrumental. I'm not sure that I've heard it. I heard different things without listening to the lyric, you know, as you played it. For one, it never really dawned on me that it's in three quarters time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of neat. As I listen, it's so hard when Billy Joel sings that not to just focus on the words.
Exactly, yeah.
Are there any people you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Definitely my mom for driving me out here, Miss Sonia for turning the pages really well.
Yes.
And because there's a lot of back and forth, and any friends and family who might be listening.
Excellent. And what year are you in at Pine Richland?
I'm a junior, 11th grade.
And any plans for the summer?
No big travel plans, but a little here and there. I go to camping with some friends, then I'm doing mission trips in Detroit and just some internships, getting ready for college and stuff like that.
Well, that's exciting. And do you know what you want to do in college?
It's not very definitive yet, but I really want to do something in business is my idea, international business.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to see you again.
Yeah.
And next up, we have Ben Capozzi. This is Ben's first time here. He goes to Providence Heights Alpha School. He is 11. He's already gotten a few messages, by the way, at 412-200-5975. That's how you can text us if you would like us to pass a message along to anybody here today, even if they've already played. 412-200-5975. Here now from Providence Heights Alpha School, age 11, Ben Capozzi. Beautifully done, Ben. Come have a seat, and we'll talk with you. And as you're coming over, I'm going to mention that we have a note here from Pap and Grammy, who say they're so proud. Do they live here in the Pittsburgh area, Pap and Grammy?
Yeah.
Well, they are listening. And then I don't have the name of the person who sent this, but they mentioned that there are loud and soft parts, and that assuming the message is from somebody who knows you, do you enjoy the dynamic range of playing very soft and very loud?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Mostly I like playing the louder parts.
And it's tough, so it's hard to play soft. It can be hard. Any shout-outs to anybody that you would like to pass along?
I want to say thanks to my grandma and my dad and my mom for listening.
Excellent. And what was the name of the song you played?
Arietta.
How long have you been playing piano?
I'd say for about 7 years.
You sound great. What do you like to do in addition to music?
I like to read. I also like working on computers and making video games, stuff like that.
Now, Manus earlier mentioned that he enjoys science fiction. What kinds of books do you like?
I also enjoy science fiction, but I also like mysteries and stuff like that.
You mentioned making video games. What do you use to do it? What tools do you use?
I use a game salad creator. It's a program on my computer that I use to make them.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to talk with you. And our final player today, I almost announced her earlier, is Heather Raphael. She is 15 and a student at Shadyside Academy. Hello again.
Hi.
And before you play, I just wanted to sort of catch up. You're just now finishing ninth grade?
Ninth grade.
And how was it?
It was rough.
It's a transition, isn't yeah. it, to start. What advice would you have for a new ninth grader, somebody about to enter ninth grade?
To try in classes and make sure you don't. Because it counts for college and stuff, so to actually think more about, how much you study and what your, grades you're going to get.
That's good advice. It's you got lots of time to catch up if you need to catch up, but it's tough. It's a tough mm-hmm. turn. Did you change buildings too
yeah.
for ninth grade? Yeah, it's hard when you do that. When did you start playing piano?
When I was 3 or 4.
And is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
My parents and my sister and any of my relatives who are listening.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you play. What song are you going to play?
I'm playing the Downton Abbey theme.
Oh, people are going to love that. We'll let you get ready and get set up. I'll remind you that you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Our Youth Expression Showcase is taking place. And our service, youthexpress.org, features nothing but youth writing, music, and more. You can listen anytime at youthexpress.org. Catch the future. We also want to thank Sonia from Pittsburgh Music or from the Center for Young Musicians. I did it last week too. I gave the wrong organization almost. It's the Center for Young Musicians. Sonia Tripathi, who's the teacher, Miss Sonia, who has done so much to prepare kids. And coming up, here is Heather now with the Downton Abbey theme. You set to go. Thank you all for being here.